Israel and Avis Blodgett were married in Amherst, Massachusetts in 1820. Israel was born the day John Adams was inaugurated as the second president of the United States, March 4, 1797. He was a machinist and blacksmith like his father, and Avis was the daughter of a farmer. As they began their family, Israel felt moving west would be best. So in 1830, Israel joined a group that set out to find land in Illinois, leaving Avis in Massachusetts with several small children. By 1832, he had found land near Naperville and sent for the family. Arriving the year of the Black Hawk War, the Blodgett family joined other pioneer families who traveled to Fort Dearborn in Chicago for safety. Israel stayed behind and served as a corporal in the company led by Captain Naper to defend against Black Hawk if he arrived. Soon, the threat was over and the families returned. By 1836, the family made another move, this time to the settlement of Downers Grove, where Israel bought almost 500 acres of land. They built a cabin on an Indian trail now called Maple Avenue and raised their family of 7 boys and 1 girl. Israel farmed and operated a blacksmith shop while Avis kept house and saw to the education of her children. She believed it was important to have a good education, and she taught her daughter Mary so she could also teach. With the help of a neighbor, Sam Curtis, they improved Maple Avenue and planted trees along the road. By 1846, they were able to build a second home that was much larger than the one-room cabin they lived in for 10 years. Israel and Avis were against slavery, and their home would become a stop along the secret Underground Railroad network in DuPage County. Often the lantern in their window signaled their house was a safe place for runaway slaves to find food, clothing, or transportation on their way to Chicago or to Canada. The family was saddened by the death of son Daniel in 1849, and then daughter Mary in 1856. 6 of their sons reached adulthood and became valued citizens of the state of Illinois. 3 fought in the Civil War, 1 became a judge and another a lawyer, and 1 was mayor of Waukegan. Their youngest son Charles remained on the family land and ran the farm when their father died in 1861. Avis lived to be 86 years old and died in the year 1882. The Blodgett land would eventually pass to Will, the son of Charles, who lived in Downers Grove until his death in 1933.